Well, the Trump administration is also making its mark in media. Yesterday, the FCC, led by Trump appointee Ajit Pai, voted to repeal a 42-year-old rule regulating the way broadcast media companies can be bought and sold. The original regulations were put in place to ensure a diversity of voices and opinions on air and in print. Pai said the rules were outdated in a digital age. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has thoughts. David, first explain more about what this 42-year-old rule said people couldn't do.
Well, so there are a couple of rules that are being swept away and a few more being proposed to be jettisoned. But one of the key ones was this one from the 70s, where it limits the ability of media companies to own a newspaper and a local TV station in the same company, market or region. And Ajit Pai said that this was, you know, a dusty thinking from a different age, earlier generations, that, you know, with a welter of new conduits of information through Facebook and the web more generally, why we didn't need to worry so much about how many voices were dominating those particular areas. Having worked in smaller markets, I can tell you, if you only have two or three TV stations or four or five in town and one newspaper in town, you know, it can matter who's producing all that news that you consume. And I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, studies from the Pew Center and other places will tell you that even as they're enormous number of new platforms in which you can consume information. Newspapers and to some extent local TV really produce a great amount of the content that we consume. So people often mistake who owns the platform you're looking at thing with who's producing it. And those are often two very different outfits.
Right. So who stands to benefit? I mean, what might happen if now that this goes through?
I think you're going to see even more media consolidation. You know, it seems as though you think of Comcast buying NBC Universal, think of Time Warner putting itself up for sale. That's not a competitor's, but the sort of complementary outfits. Well, you know, is Verizon going to buy folks more? Are you going to see even more media outfits? Hearst has multiple outfits. You see the Murdoch empire. If you look at the two wings of it, 21st Century and Fox, theoretically, Rupert Murdoch has had his eye on the LA Times for a very long time. Might he want to take a run at it? I think there are reasons why he's unlikely to at the moment. But, you know, there are ways in which big players can get a lot bigger. And he's also, the FCC has also swept away other rules that limited how many news or TV stations you could own in a specific market. So at the same time, there's an elimination of these inhibitions from people to own two different kinds of outfits in the same market. There's inhibitions on who can own a lot of the same kind of the market. And for local news, local TV is a huge place people turn to.
The Washington Post is reporting that another big beneficiary could be Sinclair, the conservative broadcasting company. They want to buy up Tribune Media. But we just have about a minute here. The FCC also voted to eliminate the program that subsidizes broadband and phone service for low-income households. Thoughts?
Well, this seems pretty hard-hearted. It's being presented as modernizing. There are ways in which households are subsidized. People, you know, in tribal areas, lower-income houses, where there were ways in which it was allowing there to be some competition for the kinds of services people could get for internet service, and also more recently for broadband to be subsidized. We really are at a time where broadband is almost a necessity for internet use and for people to telecommute. People have a chance to get jobs, and in some of these areas, some of these families that were relying on these subsidies have this taken away seems to just keep them one foot farther away from being in step with the rest of society.
Yeah. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks as always.
You bet.